The diner door swings open. Hub enters with a blast of cold air. She wipes her nose with the back of her big black glove and nods at me. I'm the sole patron in the establishment. Hard to miss. The diner occupies the ground floor of the only motel in town. I've been put up here by the cops. I rise from my chair, pull on the gloves I've been loaned, and ask the waitress to put my meal on the hotel tab. I follow Constable Hubble out into the biting wind that blows from the lake. As I walk alongside Hub, hunched into my borrowed jacket, the wind makes my eyes water and my nose run. With my gloved hand, I dig into my pocket for a tissue I put there earlier. As I pull out the tissue, the wrapped toast crust comes out with it and tumbles to the frozen sidewalk. I stop in a flare of panic, then quickly snatch it up from the ground. I tuck it safely back into my pocket, and joy suddenly fills my soul. I laugh. I have saved the toast. I will not go hungry later. And it's beautiful out. The misty swirls and tatters of clouds. The soaring snow-capped peaks all around. The lovely quietness and isolation of this remote northern British Columbian town. I am struck by the poignant, incredibly sharp, almost unabsorbable exquisiteness of the world, of just being. It's a feeling incommensurate with the direness of my situation. But 15 days ago, I was dropped into a fathomless pit, right into the black wilderness of my very own soul. And down there, I saw the monster. And the monster looked back into my eyes, and I saw that the monster was me.